Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I was chatting with a client this morning who's recently been trying his hand at LinkedIn video. And this is somebody who came from a very buttoned up corporate environment. And if you've ever been in such an environment, you'll know that the attitude and the approach there is everything's got to be really, really perfect and really professional and really, really buttoned up before we put it out in the marketplace, because we don't want to look unprofessional. And often people coming from these very buttoned up corporate environments bring a lot of that baggage with them. Even though they're now small businesses and solo professionals or small firms, they think that, well, you know, we've got to look like we've got it all put together. We've got to look like those big firms, those buttoned up corporate types. Otherwise, people won't take us seriously. And so this was a hang up that he had. And it took a lot of mindset shifts to take place before he was ready to put himself out there and start publishing content and videos on LinkedIn. And when he did that, almost immediately, the benefits were realized. So I think it was his second or third video that really kind of blew up. He had, I don't know, last I checked, it was 70, 80, 90 likes, you know, thousands of views, tons of engagement. And he had one of the biggest authorities in his industry, like guru level authority, who's written books that have been read by everybody in the industry. He had that person comment on one of his videos. And now he has a relationship with this person. They're connected on LinkedIn. And it's like, none of that would have happened if he had, in his words, not let his hair down. If he had tried to retain this very buttoned up corporate image and being very professional and not putting out videos that are authentic and natural and, you know, risked looking unprofessional, risked looking like a small player in the market. If he didn't take those risks and put himself out there, he never would have realized these benefits. Now he's got more people that are connected with him on LinkedIn, more eyeballs on his content. He's got a great relationship in that thought leader. And more than all of that, he now has the confidence to go out and to do more of this. And I've definitely found, and my clients find, that the more you do this, the more you realize that people don't want that buttoned up version of yourself, the version that you think people want to see, the version that you want to portray, the way that you want people to perceive you. They don't really want that version of you. They want the very real, authentic, raw version of you. Because the truth is, that's what they're going to get in the end. So somebody likes your content and likes your ideas and starts working with you, you can't be scripted with them. You can't be that buttoned up, stuffy corporate type with them. When you're in a real conversation with them, the real you comes out. Your mannerisms, your way of speaking, your way of interacting with people, your ideas in their true form will come out. So why would you want to put out some artificial version of yourself and try to dupe people into thinking that, oh, this is how you are, when in the end, when they work with you, they're going to get the real deal either way. So my philosophy is be the real you in all of your marketing communications, emails, videos, podcasts, whatever it is. Be your most authentic self, because in the end, that's who people want to work with. And if they don't want to work with you while you're being your most authentic self, then you don't want to work with them, because that's never going to result in anything good. And that's probably the biggest takeaway I've gotten from this podcast, which I initially thought was, you know, I don't know. Did people want something this raw, this authentic? Like, I'm literally sitting on a park bench out for a break from the office, staring out over Lake Ontario, and I'm telling you what I'm thinking. I didn't know if people wanted that. It was a bit of an experiment. And now the feedback I'm getting is, yeah, that's exactly what we want. We want more of that. And I find the same on my LinkedIn videos. The more authentic and real I am, the more that I think, this is a little bit too rough, the better it usually does. And I don't think that's a coincidence. So learn that lesson for me and for my clients. The more you put yourself out there, the more you let your hair down and you let the world see your true authentic self, assuming you've got value to provide, which I'm sure that you do, the better things are going to go. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.